it, you know, and of course, if you win it, I mean, all you did was put some petrol in your vehicle, and you would have.
The thing they say that the county, they're not going to be making the millions of dollars that he would have generated for them in terms of folks coming in. In the past, we would have had some 32 teams that would participate in this tournament. It's down to 8 thanks to COVID-19. But the teams, it's small, but we can say Talawa because they're star-studded, packed with the Gales and the Russells, the Emwits.
So Radford doing 23 on 19 balls, hit it for a single and tried to make it double, but its fielder is on there, throwing the ball back to the keeper. And it's 71 runs and for a loss of 4 wickets, 11.3 hours gone. So they need to accelerate the run rate here because they have only 8.3 hours left. And for in that 8.3 hours is very crucial for the game right now. 9 hours, they need to make at least 100 plus runs to be competitive in this format of game.
All right, well, Wade Pennell, the left armer, southpaw, he is holding his own. He's just giving away only some 9 runs from his 1.3 overs, so he's very stingy, he's miserly, doesn't have much to give away, although we're in the Christmas season, where we normally give away stuff.
Give away stuff.
Pennell would have none of that. He's saying, no, I'm not going to be your Santa Claus.
Sharing is caring. You have to share.
Okay, well, if you say that to Wayne Wonder, he's going to say, no, I'm going to hold the rein and things. I'm going to keep it to a bare minimum.
Minimum. So we have a new batsman in right now.
Yes, he push and go. He goes out to the point region, but the fielder comes quickly off the ropes and send a strong throw taken there by the wicket keeper. One more to the total. So Waterford is on 24 from 20. He's going at a good clip. But Glenn, the new batter, he just has joined Waterford. He is on 1 from 2. This is game number 2.
Game number 2. Rutherford, he needs to stay there till the end because he's set batsman and he's getting concentrating in double singles and his score rate is very good, average going on 24 runs and 20 balls, which is very nice for a run rate for a T20. And he needs to stay there till the end.
Well, that's a successful over there by Wayne Pennell. Just 4 runs coming from that over. So, like I said, he's not going to be any Santa Claus, at least for the first 2. And I don't know if they will go gung-ho for the latter part of the innings because he still has 2 overs in the bank. Corey Grove cricket, if the standing umpire were to give
I was playing one day one cricket and leg umpire gave me caught behind. and I say, what cricket is that?
Well, that's curry goat cricket, as you would say back in the islands. Right. But anyway, wicket number six, and I'm saying I didn't like the inning of Shafin Waterford. He batted some 23 deliveries, and in the end, he showed no signs of aggression there. We would have seen the batters. I know they're buckling, and there's no pressure as such. It's not to say, well, the fielders are crowding the bat. They're just normal cricket coming from the Atlanta Panvier. But
they are losing wickets fast. Now they have to concentrate on singles and doubles. They got 7 more overs to go, and they have 75 runs on board at the loss of 6 wickets. Right now, the run rate they are going with, the current run rate is 5.8 run rate. And with that total and 20 overs, they're looking on 130-140 score.
Well, good luck with that, because we have two new, relatively new batters in at this time. But I just want to just give a big 2 thumbs up to the owner of the Atlanta Paramovers. That's Mr. Jadeer Patel. And do you know that his son is playing in this match as well? Param, he is on the field of play, his son. And we just want to say good afternoon and welcome to South Florida to his lovely wife, Seema. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Namaste. Sasriya Kal. Everything. Welcome. Niha. And what do you say in Caribbean? Welcome. How you say in welcome? Warm welcome. And culturally, when you say somebody, some of your friend, you see, meet somebody, you say, welcome back.
That's the same thing we'd say. We use the word welcome, or, you know, I mean, it's...
Good ball from the bowler right now. And both of them are new batsmen in right now. And looks pretty. No, Rafford is there or he's out?
Well, no. Well, we had Rafford out, but he's not out. That's what the scoreboard is saying here. So we've got to correct that. And he's banging this one square of the wicket in the offside. He played that one with some venom. Yes, Rafford is out. And the scoreboard was a little slow in getting up. So we have Jesse Singh, the vice captain. He has now gone to the wicket, so he's got to make this ball sing. So, Jesse Singh, Jesse Singh.
Jesse Singh. Singh is in the house right now. So, he needs to show some skills. He needs to reach down to his creative side of his brain to bring out a good shots, producing shots, a positive shots.
Yes, well, I'm hoping that these lights don't malfunction, because we were in brilliant sunshine today and the lights came on and off twice already in the day. So let's hope that when the sun goes down, say around 5:15, 5:30, thereabout, we wouldn't have the lights coming on and going off. But that has happened twice.
Very good piece of bowling here right now, right? Wicket to wicket. That's a kind of 320 bowling, wicket to wicket bowling.
Well, I can tell you now from my interview with the vice captain Jesse Singh.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect too much from him. He said his strength is in the bowling, but of course all cricketers have to bat. Everyone does not have to bowl. So he's been summoned now to wheel the willow and to get his team into a good position where they can try to defend whatever total they would have generated at their turn at bat.
Cricketers are like a parachute. And parachutes only work if you open. It's like a brain. If you don't open our brain, it's not going to work. Same thing like for the parachute. It's not going to work. It's not going to open itself. You have to open.
Yeah.
In the middle of the field, you are batting there. You need to open the creative side of your mind and start accelerating shots like this one. Try to do it for 2 runs.
He's taking on the arm of the fielder and is run out by some distance.
The way they are losing wickets right now, it's looks like 100 runs will be difficult to reach.
But I can tell you that is poor running. He's the non-striker. And you'll find that they're running out the non-striker, going for a double from the boundary. That means he did not take off with the first run first. So that's not for the coaches, for any schoolboy to be looking at. When you are the non-striker, you're supposed to be out running the batsman. As a matter of fact, the batter was playing from the back foot when he was swinging it to the deep backward square leg. He had to get out of that stance.
Right.
And got back comfortably in his stance that the flow came in at the non-striker's end.
Exactly, exactly. Run. You have to be proactive in that. You cannot be reactive to like anything in a cricket or whatever you are in any circumstances you are in. You need to be proactive. If you're not proactive, you are reactive. It's like a band-aid. We are not a band-aid. We need to have a come solution and we need to play with a plan that how are you gonna from point 14 hours gone, your current run rate is 5.6. You need to get to be competitive close to 140, 150 in T20. Minimum nowadays, I'm saying.
Yes, so again, we had what, 2 wickets in that over, just 3 runs coming from it. And I think it's going downhill. They're making heavy weather of some very simple cricket. But like I said, the vice captain, his strength is in the bowling. So let's see if he can come and maybe get a hat trick for his team. But Evander Bishu, he was known to be the night watchman in Test cricket for the West Indies, but we would have seen him made some 50-odd runs in an inning before. But this is 2020 cricket, and trust me, this is the biggest cricket and the biggest stage in all of North America, the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open. It's a big, big tournament right now, and we have million-plus viewers right now watching, and...
Oh, and he's playing right across this one. The loud appeal, be sure, but the umpire is unmoved. As a matter of fact, he got some will onto that one. That would have saved him.
Saved him. Saved his life for his team. There's an old saying that you are the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. When English poet W.C. Hanley wrote that poetic line, I'm the master of the fate and the captain of my soul, he should have informed us that the reason we are master of our fate and captain of our soul is because we control our actions. What action shot I'm going to take will take put me to a 4 runs, 2 runs, 3 runs, or it get me out. That's why we call it master on fate. So right now there's a 2 batsmen in the middle. What I'm seeing is they are the master of their own fate right now. How are they going to proceed from here? 14.3 hours gone to 20 hours and run rate is keep on dropping. From 5.8 to 5.5 right now.
Yeah, well, except in the Bishu, we just want to say welcome to South Florida. Devendra. Well, he would have played some 30. Is that 36? Oh, yeah, I can't see that. 36 test matches and 42 ODIs and a 70. Yeah, just 7 T20. Yes, he must have been on tour because he's not normally known to be an economical bowler. He has to bowl at least one making delivery in his over in test. So I could imagine in the 2020 when he would have played some 7 2020, they may have very well been on tour and they just used that one-off 2020 and no need to bring in the specialists.
Is there any bowler in US MAC T20 have done hat trick so far?
Yes. Quite a number of hat tricks. Yes, hat tricks been here. We had hat trick balls as a matter of fact.
Jay Watson got a hat trick?
Yeah, and we were announcing it too, Eddie and I. Yes, we were here with the Sohib Akhtar. He got a hat trick right here.
He's my from hometown, Shea Bakhtar.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. When I was little, not that much, but we was in a high school, we used to watch him practice.
Yeah.
And sometimes nobody there, he say, come pad up. I say, no.
Too fast, too quick.
that's too fast.
But he has been known to bowl the fastest ball in history. So the guy was quick. Shoaib Akhtar. So then the 80s now, 82 it is for 7. Over number 16 is in progress. And Emmett is back. And he has just gone for some 14 runs. He's in his third over. And so skipper Emmett, he would have captained the St. Kitts Nevis Patriots team in the CPL. So by all means, an experienced captain. As a matter of fact, he's captain the Barbados Tridents. I remember when he was vice captain to Kyron to Pollard in Barbados, when he had to take over from Pollard when he took off to go and play in the IPL for the Mumbai Indians.
The from here on, without losing more wickets, the team strategy should be, okay, let's concentrate on doubles and singles from here without losing wickets. Because one more wicket loss, they will put them in a tremendous pressure. That's a good shot.
Yes, Audley here once more for Ivor Henry this time. Yes, good shot through the vacant slip area. And that was intentional. The bowler, of course, the fielder just go to retrieve that ball because it's 4 runs all the way. Just want to give a little more on Ravindra Bishu. Bishu has the fifth best figures for a West Indian bowler in Test cricket. The top of the pile is Jack the Ripper Noriega, 5 for 95 out of Trinidad. As we watch Emrit coming in.
Good bowling.
And swing and...
And is out.
He's out. He's walking.
Caught behind.
Caught behind, yes. Very good tape by the wicketkeeper.
Good bowling by Emirates. Is really good bowling. 2.3 overs, 19 runs only. And he's, you see, youngster needs to learn from these seniors. If we don't learn, go out here, and we don't learn anything, then it's no use. We need all these youngsters watching. Learn from the seniors how they are, where they're pitching the ball, what's their mindset, how they are bowling, where they're bowling, where they're pitching. Right now, Amherst is bowling wicket to wicket, close to the stumps. That's where the T20 stands for. You ball close to the stump.
I just finished the best figures for West Indian bowlers. The Ripper Noriega, 5 for 95. Colin Croft, 8 for 29. Lance Gibbs, 8 for 38. Kirtley Ambrose, 8 for 45. And the man in the man who did just out, he had one of those.
As a matter of fact, you could have picked an all-star team from the remaining teams, and there's no way. And here's a catch. It's in the air, and it's taken. Soft dismissal there in the end.
Like I said, it's very crucial for right now to not losing wickets.
Yes, but the problem is that Javel Glenn, he's just gone to the wicket, and he was playing an aggressive shot. And Weatherford, who's been there for some 22 deliveries so far, on 26, he's been stroking mildly for singles. The last over, we had four ones coming from the over, and it was four singles. Those poles are not going to cut it, pal. But I guess he had no choice but to have a swing early. But I think that they're making heavy weather of some nice loopy spin bowling. But again, we would have seen Gale taking a beautiful catch right in the short backward square leg earlier today. He jumped, and the jump was very timely, and he hauled it in. And that's what you come to the park to see and expect from these international players. That's what they bring to the table. So it makes good viewing out there on TV. So the folks who are viewing on the Mac TV, we hope you'll just go ahead and share the link to your tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that cricket is coming to you from the Broward County Stadium right here in the beautiful city of Lauderhill, right in the county of Broward, in the state of Florida, and in the country of the United States of America.
America, where the homes are free, where the home of liberty.
There you go.
There is a chance for everybody to success. Either you play cricket or other in your life, you have a chance to succeed.
Yes, so wicket number 5 is in the bank. 74 is on the cards, and this time he's playing this one again. Proper test cricketing shot. Plays it back along the track on the offside. The bowler feels, and the batsman very nonchalantly just decide, I'm going to just push this one back up.
6 runs an over, they will put them their score to what?
Well, count one weight is 5.9, and that's easy peasy. By the look of things, this time he's whacking this one out to the cover sweeper. Once to his left there.
Good throw. But the fielder were inside.
Definitely good throw. He and came straight to the keeper.
Restricted to one run only. So it's a, right now, it's they're getting the batting side of it is they're getting a little under pressure because they need to start making a score from this point here.
Yes, well, St. Clair, he's a new batter, Kevin St. Clair. He's on 1 from 2. So let's see how Waterford would approach the inning from here on in. He is on 26 from 22. His sun is out in all his glory. No, he's playing one down to the short mid-wicket, and there is no one.
Because they lost so many wickets already in the 12th over. And problem is that is the pressure of wicket, losing fast wickets, and not scoring the scores, 6 runs to 7 runs an hour, that will be a lower targeting score for them. An appeal for...
And he's given out by the standing umpire, so it must be a caught behind,
stump.
I would imagine.
It's not a stump out?
Or, no, well, the standing umpire gave him, so square leg would give stump. So the standing umpire gave him, so he has got to be out caught.
Caught.
Yes, because he cannot give stump. that would be... Dolly House cricket, Bush cricket, Curry Goat cricket, if the standing umpire were to give
a stump. I was playing one day one cricket and leg umpire gave me caught behind.
What?
I say, what cricket is that?
No, that's Curry Goat cricket, as you would say back in the islands. But anyway, wicket number 6, and I'm saying I didn't like the inning of Shafin Waterford. He batted some 23 deliveries, and in the end, he showed no signs of aggression there. We would have seen the batters. I know they're buckling, and there's no pressure as such. It's not to say, well, the fielders are crowding the bat. They're just normal cricket coming from the Atlanta Panvier. But
they are losing wickets fast. Now they have to concentrate on singles and doubles. They got 7 more overs to go, and they have 75 runs on board at the loss of 6 wickets. Right now, the run rate they are going with, the current run rate is 5.8 run rate. And with that total and 20 overs, they're looking on 130, 140 score.
Well, good luck with that, because we have 2 new, relatively new batters in at this time. But I just want to just give a big 2 thumbs up to the owner of the Atlanta Viz, that's Mr. Jadeer Patel. And do you know that his son is playing in this match as well? Param, he is on the field of play, his son. And we just want to say good afternoon and welcome to South Florida to his lovely wife, Seema. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Namaste. Sasriyakal. Everything. Welcome. Niha. And what do you say in Caribbean? Welcome. How you say in welcome? Warm welcome. Culturally, when you say somebody, some of your friend, you see, meet somebody, you say, welcome back.
That's the same thing we'd say. We use the word welcome, or, you know, I mean,
good ball from the bowler right now. And both of them are new batsmen in right now. And looks pretty... No, Rafford is there or he's out?
Well, we had Rafford out, but he's not out. That's what the scoreboard is saying here. So we've got to correct that. And he's banging this one, square of the wicket, in the offside. He played that one with some venom. Yes, Rafford is out. And the scoreboard was a little slow in getting up. So we have Jesse Singh, the vice captain. He has now gone to the wicket. So... he's got to make this ball sing. So, Jesse Singh.
Singh is in the house right now. So, he needs to show some miracles, show some skills. He needs to reach down to his creative side of his brain to bring out a good shots, producing shots, a positive shots.
Yes, well, I'm hoping that these lights don't malfunction because we were in brilliant sunshine today and the lights came on and off twice already in the day. So let's hope that when the sun goes down, say around 5:15, 5:30, thereabout, we wouldn't have the lights coming on and going off. But that
right.
has happened twice.
Very good piece of bowling here right now, right? Wicket to wicket. That's a kind of T20 bowling, wicket to wicket bowling.
Well, I can tell you now from my interview with the vice captain, Jesse Singh, don't expect too much from him. He said his strength is in the bowling. But, of course, all cricketers have to bat. Everyone does not have to bowl. So he's been summoned now to wheel the willow and to get his team into a good position where they can try to defend whatever total they would have generated at their turn at bat.
Cricketers are like a parachute. And parachutes only work if you open. It's like a brain. If you don't open the brain, it's not going to work. Same thing like for the parachute. It's not going to work. It's not going to open itself. You have to open.
Yeah.
In the middle of the field, you are batting there. You need to open the creative side of your mind and start accelerating shots like this one. Try to do it for two runs.
He's taking on the arm of the fielder and is run out
and
by
run
some
out.
Distance.
The way they are losing wickets right now, it's looks like 100 runs will be difficult to reach.
But I can tell you that is poor, poor running. He's the non-striker. And you'll find that they're running out the non-striker going for a double from the boundary. That means he did not take off with the first run. First, so that's not for the coaches, for any schoolboy to be looking at. When you are the non-striker, you're supposed to be out running the batsman. As a matter of fact, the batter was playing from the back foot when he was swinging it to the deep backward square leg. He had to get out of that stance.
Right.
And got back comfortably in his stance that the flow came in at the non-striker's end.
Exactly. Run. You have to be proactive in that. You cannot be reactive to like anything in a cricket or whatever you are in any circumstances you are in. You need to be proactive. If you're not proactive, you are reactive. It's like a band-aid. We are not a band-aid. We need to have a solution and we need to play with a plan that how are we gonna from point 14 hours gone, your current run rate is 5.6. You need to get to be competitive close to 140, 150 in T20. Minimum nowadays, I'm saying.
Yes, so again, we had what? 2 wickets in that over, just 3 runs coming from it. And I think it's going downhill. They're making heavy weather of some very simple cricket. But like I said, the vice captain, his strength is in the bowling. So let's see if he can come and maybe get a hat trick for his team. But Evander Bishu, he was known to be the night watchman in Test cricket for the West Indies. But we would have seen him made some 50-odd runs in an inning before. But this is 2020 cricket. And trust me, this is the biggest cricket and the biggest stage in all of North America, the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open. It's a big, big tournament right now. And we have million-plus viewers right now watching. And
And he's playing right across this one. The loud appeal, Bishu, but the umpire is unmoved. As a matter of fact, he got some will onto that one. That would have saved him.
Saved him. Saved his life for his team. There's an old saying that you are the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. When English poet W.C. Hanley wrote that poetic line, I'm the master of the fate and the captain of my soul, he should have informed us that the reason we are master of our fate and captain of our soul is because we control actions. What action shot I'm going to take will take put me to a 4 runs, 2 runs, 3 runs, or it get me out. That's why we call it master on fate. So right there, right now, there's a two batsmen in the middle. What I'm seeing is they are the master of their own fate right now. How they're going to proceed from here, 14.3 hours gone to 20 hours, and run rate is keep on dropping from 5.8 to 5.5 right now.
Yeah, well, except in the Bishu, we just want to say welcome to South Florida. Devendra. Well, he would have played some 30. Is that 36? Only I can't see that. 36 test matches and 42 ODIs and a 7 T20s. 7. Yeah, just 7 T20. Yes, he must have been on tour because he's not normally known to be an economical bowler. He has to bowl at least one making delivery in his over in test. So I could imagine in the 2020 when he would have played some 7 2020, they may have very well been on tour and they just used that one-off 2020 and no need to bring in the specialists.
Is there any bowler in U.S.?
Yes, but the problem is that Javel Glenn, he just gone to the wicket and he was playing an aggressive shot, and Rutherford, who has been there for some 22 deliveries so far on 26, he's been stroking mildly for singles. The last over, we had 4 runs coming from the over and it was 4 singles. Those poles are not going to cut it, pal, but I guess he had no choice but to have a swing early, but I think that they're making heavy weather of some nice loopy spin bowling. But again, we would have seen Gale taking a beautiful catch right in the short backward square leg earlier today. He jumped, and the jump was very timely, and he hauled it in. And that's what you come to the park to see and expect from these international players. That's what they bring to the table. So it makes good viewing out there on TV. So the folks who are viewing on the Mac TV, we hope you'll just go ahead and share the link to your tell a friend that cricket is coming to you from the Broward County Stadium right here in the beautiful city of Lauderhill, right in the county of Broward, in the state of Florida, and in the country of the United States of America.
America, where the homes are free, where the home of liberty.
There you go.
There is a chance for everybody to success. Either you play cricket or other in your life, you have a chance to succeed.
Yes, so wicket number 5 is in the bank. 74 is on the cards, and this time he's playing this one again. Proper test cricketing shot. Plays it back along the track on the offside. The bowler feels, and the batsman very nonchalantly just decide, I'm going to just push this one back up.
6 runs an over, they will put them their score to what?
Well, count one weight is 5.9, and that's easy peasy by the look of things. This time he's whacking this one out to the cover sweeper. Once to his left there.
Good throw. But fielder were inside.
Definitely good throw. He
and
came straight to the keeper.
Restricted to 1 run only. So it's a, right now it's they're getting the batting side of it is they're getting a little under pressure because they need to start making a score from this point here.
Yes, well, St. Clair, he's a new batter, Kevin St. Clair. He's on 1 from 2. So let's see how Rutherford would approach the inning from here on in. He is on 26 from 22. His sun is out in all his glory. No, he's playing one down to the short mid-wicket, and there is no one.
Because they lost so many wickets already in the 12th over. And problem is that is the pressure of wicket, losing fast wickets and not scoring the scores, 6 runs to 7 runs an over. That will be a lower targeting score for them. An appeal for.
And he's given out by the standing umpire, so he must be caught behind,
stump.
I would imagine.
It's not a stump out.
Or, no, well, the standing umpire gave him, so square leg would give stump. So the standing umpire gave him, so he has got to be out caught.
Caught.
Yes, because he cannot give stump. That would be. Dollyhouse cricket, bush cricket, curry goat cricket. If the standing umpire were to give,
I was playing.
A stump.
I was playing one day one cricket, and leg umpire gave me caught behind.
What?
And say, what cricket is that?
So that's curry goat cricket, as you would say back in the islands. But anyway, wicket number 6, and I'm saying I didn't like the inning of Shafin Rutherford. He batted some 23 deliveries, and in the end, he showed no signs of aggression there. We would have seen I know they're buckling and there's no pressure as such.
The telephone, the numbers here to call, it's 347-934-0226.
And Saeed Akhtar is gone. Saeed Akhtar ball, first ball from George. And the USA All-Stars losing their second wicket. That's Saeed Akhtar, the legend from Pakistan. Ball, first ball, off them, out of the ground. Ivor Henry, it is 24
well,
for off 2.
Eddie and... believe it or not, in the 2020, we are up on a hat-trick here for the young man, Bim George. So, George is hovering over a hat-trick. And like we said, Eddie, money talks. And the car walks, Eddie walks. But we know that money talks. $75,000 up to grab for the winner here. There is a man for the most wickets. There's a price for the most wickets. There's a price for the most wickets. Let us see. We shall see what we shall see. Eddie, it's a trick ball coming up.
So Saeed Akhtar coming forward and George beating the defense and uprooting the off stump out of the ground. And certainly that is a bit of a bad news for the USA All-Star team. New batsman out in the middle. The man wearing the number 3 jersey. This is God from the umpire, umpire Smythe. Aziz. So, Zaidi takes his guard from the umpire, settles towards George, goes between the umpire and the thumb, both to Zaidi, and there he is, ball! And he gets a hat trick, creating hysteria, pandemonium here at the Central Broward Regional Park. George, first hat trick of the tournament, and certainly Ivor, this place is in a rough roar. pandemonium, cantinal at the Oval, very good.
Trinidad and Tobago, there you go, the defending champions of the U.S. Open 2011. Here they are, thanks for all of the marbles here. George boarding all his squad, putting Trinidad in a winning position early. Hat trick in 2020, and I think Leon himself is going to be leaving house in a while, but at least he was on hand to see the hat trick. Leon, I'm going to ask you to say your parting words now that we have a new batsman coming into the wicket. So, Leon, for all of the fans out there,
I go a long way, and I have an early morning to take care of some events, so I have to leave at this point in time, but I want to take the opportunity to thank you, to thank Eddie, thank Danny.
So here is George now to Amir Siddiqui. Siddiqui coming forward and turning off the pad into the onside. So the end of the over, the end of a very successful over, historic over, I might add, from young George, from the far end, in which he picked up three quick wickets. In hat-trick style, Trinidad and Tobago having the USA All-Star pinbacks on their heels.
Yes,
it's
indeed, Eddie.
Ivor.
Yes, indeed, Eddie. And I'm going to allow Leon to just say his goodbye.
Okay, Eddie and Ivor, we want to just take the opportunity to thank you both for what a wonderful job you both have been doing. I have to depart at this stage, and I just want to thank Danny as well for all the wonderful commentary that you have been bringing. We want to thank those who have made it so possible for us to bring this live broadcast. And on my way, I will be certainly listening to all the news that will be coming via the broadcast. So good luck, and continue to do the good work, and I will be hoping that everything goes well until.
So Bob Walter continue between the umpire and the sums, balls to Sakil. Sakil for this delivery, standing up straight, pushing out in towards the short mid-off position. The man coming around knocks it down, and Sakil cannot get a single. So the total remains on 24-3. And this ground is at a buzz. Shockwave going through the USC All-Star dressing room right now. And certainly one can imagine the reason or reasons why. Here is Babu now, that gap in between your man's thumb, both to Akil, and he swings it away, out towards it, back with a fifth strength. Six runs, the signal comes in, now from umpire Prasad, and Ivan Henry, that was a good looking shot from Akil.
Yes, redemption, change of fortune, change of tide. We saw wickets tumbling here. Three strikes, you're out. Three the hard way. Freeze company, whatever you want to call it. It's a hot
wicket.
It's so hot, we get 3 wickets in 2020. Never mind to get 3 wickets, one behind the other. So,
you can call me anything, but don't call me collect. And certainly, it is what's been done here. Here's Bob Waldo. Between your fans, on both two. Sakil is full defense. They're pushing it out into the inside. Babwa comes across field to his own bowling, and the batsman can get no run. The score remains on 30 for the loss of 3 wickets, and we're into the 7th over. Been bowled by the skipper himself. Between the umpires comes out. Both two, Sakil and Sakil, is shutting it down, clapping it down between backward point and the square cover region. The ball is racing away. It hits the boundary board just about now. The signal comes in from umpire. At the striker's end, 4 lovely runs to Sakil, Ivor.
Yes, they informed Sakil. It was very unfortunate that he got run out in the semi-final game there, but fortunate for him that his team won. He is still there. Once he's there, a respectable total can be had. But Eddie, just before I say that, my score and my wife, David Maitland, told me I forget the 3 Stooges.
Well, whatever you want to call them, you certainly would be within that right. They certainly look like it, and I have absolutely nothing different to say. But to watch Babu comes in between your hands, so both of the kids can turn it off the pad. It's a wide delivery signal and call by umpire Prasad out of Trinidad and Tobago. And one more to the extras. One more to the total. The total is now some 35 for a loss of 3 wickets.
You're hearing the noises from the background. Hopefully the commentary will commence in a short while we wait the start of the Atlanta. Yes, of course, Chris Gale is back in, so we'll hear from the commentators in a short while. Sweet. As they come in, we play some light music until we hear from them.
We're hearing the noises from the background, but nothing's coming through from their microphones over there.
Well, hello, welcome back
to
this exciting game of cricket from Fort Lauderdale, beautiful Florida. And we have this great event going on, and we have King Chris Gayle.
Absolutely, chasing 111 Paramveer. Chris Gayle on strike, outside edge, it's running down. Gonna get one, and he's coming back for two. So we see a fit Chris Gayle here, who right away is off the mark with the two.
Cricket is a long journey. You have to keep moving forward in your desired direction.
Absolutely.
And right.
Nicely bowled and very well played by Chris Gayle.
Very well and very disciplined played by Chris Gayle. And nicely played down the wicket.
Very true. And normally you would expect a player like Chris Gayle to go after the bowlers, considering the level of cricket. But he's out there watching the ball, playing it to the ground.
I remember I saw Chris Gayle playing in Pakistan, against Pakistan. And they always bring Hafiz into attack. He's off spinner, and Chris Gayle is a little
easy on off spin. Absolutely,
little.
It's known that he kind of struggles against the off spinners. So
off-spin.
Very well thought by the opposition here.
Mm-hmm.
But he's watching the ball very carefully.
Yeah, slow start. You know, it's just a slow start. Just a start to get your eyesight in. Get your timing in.
Absolutely. And I see that he's playing with a sense of responsibility today, making sure that he eases off the new ball. And when the time comes, he's going to show his real colors.
And a first hour. 3 for no loss. And
So what are your predictions? We saw the first inning, the score wasn't too high. It was only 110. Do you feel like it is the pitch that's playing the role, or is it the mindset of the teams where they want to make sure that they see it through, not rush into scoring big runs and not able to put up a big score?
You see, T20 is not only hitting fours and sixes. It's all your mind frame, mindset. Our outside environment is a reflection of your mindset. Whatever you see outside is your reflection of your mind. So if you see even scores, see hundreds, fifties, twenties, thirties, you see those scores, these are all your mind frame. How are you going to set yourself inning up?
Makes sense, and that's a very nice way of looking at it. Beginning of the second over, nicely bowled outside off stump.
And this guy remind me of
Malinga?
Hafiz.
Oh,
balling type from Hafiz, he's an off spinner. And
absolutely. As you mentioned, they literally are following the same concept of bringing in off spinners in because they know that Chris Gayle is not going to go after them right away.
Right.
He's asking for a helmet.
Oh, I thought he did 50 already. But it's okay. King Chris Gayle is right there in the middle right now. And he's a personality that he has a lot of followers all around the world.
Absolutely. And I'll be very honest with you. It is my honor to sit in this commentary box and actually comment on his batting. It's he's a phenomenal superstar. Nicely bowled. Very well hit. There's a chance. One bounce.
And you know, see, this guy is bowling better than other end guy. The bowling was other end. This end, this southern end, he's bowling better from here. He's taking advantage of the little breeze.
Absolutely. He's holding the ball in. I feel like Chris Gayle was having some trouble with his helmet earlier.
A helmet, actually, that some people, like, I am the kind of player, I don't like to play spin.
Sure.
Even if I am settled in the middle of the crease, I am on 70. If you put the spinner, all of a sudden my reflexes give up on me, and next 2-3 balls I'm out. It's in all you say is in your mind, in your mindset.
Absolutely.
So my weak spot is the spinner.
But I like the way Chris Gayle is taking this inning forward. He's playing very sensibly. He knows. If he takes a chance and, God forbid, if he gets out, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the opposition. They're asking for leg before, not out, says the umpire. Yeah, so coming back to the thought, if Chris Gayle gets out in the initial overs, that is going to put pressure on Paramveer. So I feel like he's playing a very responsible inning here.
Yeah, it'd be a very high pressure on the batting side if they lost the early wicket.
Agreed, totally.
Their target is right now is to not to get out on.
We're here for the third game, the coin toss, and it's going to be Team Somerset Cavaliers going to be versus Sam Army. So we're going to take the toss. We're going to take it here, witnessed here by the match referee. Tails is the call. Head is the winner. Your winner.
Yeah, we are bowling first.
Bowling? Yeah. Okay, you're coming in from New Jersey. So you're coming in from the cold. You know that song? Bob Marley? Coming in from the cold. So you know you're down to the sunshine.
Yeah, correct. You're right. I mean, currently temperature is very low in the New Jersey, but our player is coming all around the world. So they are not basically from the New Jersey, yeah? So that's the good part. They're coming from different parts, and they're playing their cricket there.
So your team is all set and ready to go. Any niggles, anything to worry about?
Yeah, our team is ready to play this tournament. We lost Justin Tharoor on the last moment. He got some ankle injury. So we replace him with the Fidel Edwards from West Indian's fast bowler. Yes, our team is good.
So Fidel Edwards is here in your team.
Yes, correct.
And Tyrone, he got injured.
Yes.
He's out.
Yes, correct.
Like great things from you. Well, thank you and good luck.
Thank you very much.
And we have our captain over here. Your name is Sanjay Stanley. Welcome. Is it first time in South Florida? First time in this tournament? Welcome. Welcome to the Sunshine State. And you're coming from North Carolina.
That's right.
Weather there?
It's quite cold there, actually, right now. So, yeah, it's good to be here. And the weather is great.
So you all thought out now and ready to play some cricket?
We had a good practice session yesterday, so looking forward to playing our first game today.
Okay, so you would have lost the toss. If you would have won the toss, what would you have done?
We would have actually had a bowl first as well, because of the dew factor later on in the evening. But we're happy to bat first and probably put on a good...
Better known as the